In a nation founded by lawyers, where Thomas Jefferson enshrined the pursuit of happiness as an inalienable right, the legal profession faces a striking contradiction. While Americans chase happiness with unmatched intensity, lawyers experience significantly lower satisfaction than many other professionals. A staggering 70% wouldn't choose law again, and a third of big firm associates leave within 3 years. Yet, most lawyers plan to continue practicing, and law school applications remain steady. The emotional state of American attorneys is complex. Many become lawyers not from passion, but practicality, and the anxious, pessimistic personality that serves legal practice well may predispose lawyers to unhappiness. As the profession evolves, understanding the science of happiness and how it applies to legal careers has never been more crucial. Data reveals that while most lawyers report being happy, they rank below clergy, architects, scientists, and physicians in overall happiness. This matters considerably since work comprises roughly one-third of our lives. Most lawyers occupy the middle of the happiness spectrum, neither miserable nor thriving. Happiness operates on three levels: short-term joy, intense happiness during leisure, intermediate happiness, professional satisfaction, and retrospective happiness, looking back at a well-spent life. Maximizing one type may undermine another, creating tension between present pleasures and long-term fulfillment. Our brains are fundamentally emotional rather than intellectual. Four key brain chemicals drive happiness: cortisol, stress, dopamine, anticipation of pleasure, serotonin, mood regulation, and oxytocin, bonding and trust. While chemical adjustments create momentary pleasure, lasting happiness requires reshaping brain structures through practices like meditation and exercise. Satisfaction derives from genetics, 40 to 80%, circumstances, about 10%, and personal choices, the remainder. This 40% solution represents our ceiling for potential happiness improvement. Despite genetic predispositions, we can significantly influence our happiness through intentional actions and thinking patterns. Happiness in law correlates with several demographic factors: attorneys over 50, those in smaller firms, in-house counsel, government lawyers, and part-time practitioners report the highest satisfaction. Public sector attorneys show 68% satisfaction with career and work-life balance versus 44% for large firm lawyers, despite higher earnings. Graduates from lower-ranked law schools often report higher happiness than elite school graduates. When choosing a law school, your peer group may be the most influential factor. These students will shape your values and approach to practicing law. While rankings matter for certain career paths, they don't necessarily predict career satisfaction. Law schools often define success narrowly through grades and prestigious firm placement, causing many students to abandon their initial aspirations of making a difference. Keys to law school satisfaction come from engagement with the material and defining success by your own internal values. Government and public interest lawyers generally report higher job satisfaction than those in private practice. Remember that money has limited ability to increase happiness. Higher income aspirations can actually reduce life satisfaction, and the pleasure from raises is temporary due to the hedonic treadmill. The legal profession has transformed dramatically in recent decades. Billable hour requirements have increased from 1,700 hours yearly in the 1970s to nearly 1,900 today, with 40 billable hours typically requiring 60 actual office hours. Money has shifted law from a profession into a business fixated on maximizing profits, while firms provide less job security, creating a revolving door where 80% of associates change jobs within 5 years of graduation. Incivility has become rampant, particularly in larger cities, while compensation transparency has made lawyers acutely aware of their financial standing. Public perception remains poor, with only 18% of Americans rating lawyers' ethics as high or very high. When asked what they dislike most about legal practice, lawyers overwhelmingly cite billable hours, with 84% willing to accept lower income for fewer hours. The profession now spans four generations with different values. younger generations prioritize work-life balance over income, with Gen X willing to accept reduced compensation for lifestyle flexibility. Despite these challenges, law remains a noble profession where attorneys create mechanisms for peaceful conflict resolution. Career satisfaction tends to increase over time as experienced attorneys handle more enjoyable tasks, achieve greater competence, and develop supportive relationships. Control is essential for lawyer happiness, yet attorneys have less autonomy than many other professionals. Work-life balance issues drive 70% of lawyers to change jobs. A revealing experiment with rats demonstrates this importance. Only the rat with a control lever survived electric shocks, while others developed depression and died. Autonomy consistently ranks among lawyers' top satisfaction factors, while associates typically face low decision latitude with high workload demands. When firms lose unhappy talent, they suffer financially. Replacing an associate costs $200,000 to $500,000. Research shows happier workers are more productive, receive better evaluations, earn higher pay, and have less absenteeism. Flow occurs when we're so absorbed in an activity that self-consciousness disappears and time flies. For lawyers, this might happen during cross-examination, crafting contracts, or writing clear prose. The path to happiness is identifying what gives you pleasure and doing those things more often. The most satisfying jobs combine activities that provide meaning, give pleasure, and allow you to exercise your personal strengths. About 70% of our controllable happiness comes from relationships. After sex, socializing makes us happiest, first with friends, then with spouses and children. Working ranks near the bottom of pleasure-inducing activities, just above commuting. Without commitment, you're merely spending time. You cannot love a job while keeping one foot out the door. Social embeddedness is the strongest predictor of happiness, making workplace relationships crucial for satisfaction. For lawyers, pro bono work directly correlates with greater job satisfaction, yet only 46% meet the ABA's 50-hour annual goal. After extensive happiness research, one conclusion prevails. Love makes us happier than anything else. Not just romantic love, but the love of being attentive, caring deeply about someone or something, whether justice, a cause, or intellectual pursuits. The closer your values align with your work, the happier you'll feel. Even mundane work brings benefits when it aligns with your values. Happiness isn't permanent, but a landscape we visit periodically. There's no guaranteed formula for it. Happiness stems from genetics, circumstances, and personal actions. To become a happier lawyer, simply open yourself to the possibility. As John Stuart Mill advised, happiness should be approached sideways like a crab. Like any relationship, your connection to work will have tensions. But as long as your work holds your attention, as long as you can love it, you can be a happy lawyer. Despite troubling changes in the profession, with many lamenting that law is becoming just another business, those who align values with practice, build meaningful relationships, and maintain control over their work consistently report higher satisfaction. Many lawyers find deep fulfillment in creating peaceful conflict resolution mechanisms, advocating for justice, and helping clients navigate complex problems. By understanding happiness science, recognizing the profession's challenges, and implementing well-being strategies, lawyers can bridge the happiness gap and find joy in this demanding profession.